Today we celebrate Veterans Day. We celebrate those who have served in the United States military, both alive and those who have passed on in service to this great country. Some may ask, however, what exactly are we celebrating? In fact, what is it that these brave men and women are fighting and serving for? President George W. Bush, in his Veterans Day proclamation just last year, said, "Through their commitment to freedom, America's veterans have lifted millions of lives and made our country and the world more secure. They have demonstrated to us that freedom is the mightiest force on earth. We resolve that their sacrifices will always be remembered by a grateful nation." We celebrate our veterans because they are committed to preserving our freedom. What kind of freedoms? Well, certainly our Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution mentions the freedom of religion. That's kind of important. Freedom of speech. Freedom of the press. Freedom of assembly. And many other freedoms. Presidents have often referred to the freedoms that we have in this country. Perhaps you remember the words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said, "In the future days, which we seek to make secure, we look forward to a world founded upon four essential freedoms. The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want, which translated into world terms means economic understanding, which will secure to every nation a healthy peacetime life for its inhabitants everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear, which translated into world terms means a worldwide reduction of armaments to such a point and in such a thorough fashion that no nation will be in a position to commit an act of physical aggression against any neighbor anywhere in the world." Now, certainly those are very noble freedoms. And they are some of the freedoms that our great veterans, young and old, dead and alive, have fought to secure. But I want to take things a step further. And I want to ask, what is the source of all these freedoms? I could probably poll the folks here today and ask you, what is the source of freedom? Is it the government? Some would say yes. Some would say that the government gives us freedom. Maybe you believe that. But actually, those who founded this country had a different idea. Our Declaration of Independence says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." According to the Declaration of Independence, our liberty or freedom does not come from our government, but from our Creator. And believe it or not, the great men and women who helped to form this nation in the 18th century were not the first to come up with the notion that God was the source of all freedom. There were some folks before them. Thousands of years ago, the writer of Psalm 119 said, "I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts." This Old Testament writer looked to God himself, the Creator, as the source of freedom. And in the prophet Isaiah chapter 61, we read, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." This prophet, again, thousands of years ago, implies that the Lord himself is the one who proclaims freedom. Now, what I find incredibly fascinating is we have the book of Isaiah. Hundreds of years later, we have an account in the Gospel of Luke. See if any of this sounds familiar. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and unrolling it, he found a place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus says, Isaiah prophesied about the one who would proclaim freedom. Here I am, fulfilling that prophecy. True freedom, Jesus says, is found in me. When Isaiah spoke about one who proclaimed freedom, he was talking about me, and I'm here. And it is that freedom that Christ gives that survives in prison cells, in prisoner of war camps, in the foxhole, in the most terrible moments of war. Freedom in Christ. Jesus made two very distinct claims. John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You've probably heard that before. And he also said in John 14, 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our founders of this country were right when they recognized that God himself was the originator of freedom. And Jesus spells it out more clearly. He says, "You want to know exactly how to find that freedom? It's in me." Truth sets us free, and Jesus says, "I am that truth, that way, and that life." If you're here this morning, veteran or not, member of this church or not, if you've not experienced the freedom that Jesus Christ offers, in spite of the freedom that America can offer, you're still not truly free. Jesus Christ is the source of true freedom. Christ died that you could be set free. Free from guilt, free from sin, free from God's wrath. And I want to close with an invitation for you to receive that freedom. Just a couple of passages very, very quickly for you. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 10:13, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And John chapter 1, verse 12, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name," speaking of Jesus, "he gave the right to become children of God." If you'd like to receive that freedom this morning, I'm going to pray a prayer. If you'd like to join with me in that request of our Savior that he would give you that freedom, simply agree with me in your heart as I pray. Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes as I pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you. I understand that I deserve death as penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, maybe for the first time in your life, or you'd like to find out a little bit more about what freedom in Christ is about, please see me after the service. I'd love to talk with you a little further. But I'd like us to celebrate the freedom we have in this country.